Welcome back to Patriots All Access. It's what you've been waiting for. The Belastrator Coach rejoins me now. Coach, Cincinnati creates some problems for you here on offense.
Well, they're a very explosive team, Scott. And on this play, they are going to fake a handoff, fake a reverse, run an over route, and then hit A.J. Green on a post pattern here, for a 50-yard touchdown at midfield. So their ability to strike quickly from anywhere on the field, whether it be a long pass or a short catch and run play from their backs, their receivers, or the tight end, they can score in a hurry, and just got to do a good job of defending the deep part of the field, tackling, and really everybody following their assignment. Green does an excellent job of on the deep balls of protecting the ball, going up and getting it, or in this case, keeping his body between himself and the defender. And they really don't care who's on Green. They'll throw it up against anybody, and he does a good job of going up and getting the ball.
So the deep ball's in play this week, so it's a big week for you guys on practicing.
It sure is. It sure is. Dalton's a very good deep ball thrower, and, Green, but they do a good job with their tight ends and Boyd on the seam routes as well.
I know Eifert's been out. We've talked about that, and say he's in here, then you kind of got to pay attention where he is, too, and I know everything's about A.J. Green, but he's pretty good.
Sure do. Well, this is a play, again, with the Bengals and Hugh Jackson going from Cincinnati to Cleveland. This is a play we really worked on last week that Cleveland ran, that Cincinnati obviously runs too, where they kind of cut off the backside here, and they block down here to the play side. This is an extra offensive lineman in the game, block down here to the play side, and then pull the backside guard and tackle and run a, counter off tackle play here. So, this is Jeremy Hill. Excellent runner, good strength, good power, good speed. So there's the offensive line sealing off the Broncos defense inside. Here's the kickout block on the outside linebacker, and the tackle pulls through and gets the corner, and it's a 50-yard gain. So very good blocking team, offensive line. They're well disciplined, they're well coached, and they have an excellent running game. They like to run the ball, and then everything else just flows off of that.
Okay. Moving on here. Nice uniforms. like Tennessee, right?
The play action again. And this is a good look at Dalton's movement in the pocket. He's got a good ability to avoid the rush. He can run when he has to, but he's not really looking to run to advance the ball for a lot of yardage. It's usually to do this, to find extra time to throw. A.J. Green down at the bottom, run a double move here. And you can see the coverage is about as good as it's going to be. I mean, Howard has great position on the play. But Dalton, gives Green a chance here on a 50-50 ball to go up and get it. And A.J. with his leaping ability and extension and hands and catch radius, comes down with a 50-yard grab. So it's not just covering Green. It's finishing the play and making a play on the ball.
So the big message is, even if he's covered, this guy, Dalton, will throw the ball up to him.
Oh, without question. Okay. Without question.
All right, special teams.
Well, this is a very unusual play. I don't know that I've seen this in my career, but Erickson, beat out Brandon Tate this year as the returner. Mm-hmm. And big, fast, strong, and an excellent runner. So let's count these missed tackles. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Wow.
Everybody but the long snapper had a shot at him. Just running through tackles, running by guys. So, a player that we haven't played against, and, we certainly don't want to get surprised by his return ability, but he's made a lot of big plays for him this year.
Okay. All right, defense. Got some edge guys, huh?
Well, they got everything. I think when you look at the pass rush here on this play against Miami, it's not going to get any better than this. These front four, great get-off. You can see how quickly they gain ground. I mean, they just immediately reset the line of scrimmage. And then, before Tannehill can even get set up in the shotgun, they're already all over him. So
it's Atkins, it's Dunlop,
It's Will Clark, yep. It's Johnson, it's all those guys. And that's before they even blitz. So they like to play, a decent amount of zone coverage. So force the quarterback to hold the ball a little bit longer. There's not a receiver that's going to usually come open right away. They're able to, like this, kind of match up on them a little bit in the zone. And then you have to extend the play and give the receivers a chance to really get into space and get open. But there's just not time to do it here. So just a tremendous pass rush team, and also very good at getting the ball out, making strip sacks and tip balls and things like that. Here's the same play from the end zone. Again, Geno Atkins, very quick and explosive. I mean, it's almost like there's nobody there.
Right. Manhandles the center and guard. He's pretty much double-teamed there, too, right? I mean,
yeah.
He's got two guys over
They just can't get to him.
Now you got Dunlap here, right?
Right. So here's Dunlap. And again, this is what he does well. One of the top guys in the league in terms of causing fumbles, strip sacks. Not only is he a great pass rusher, he's got long arms, he's got great ball awareness. Does an excellent job here of, you know, just being able to, you know, flip that ball out of Prescott's hand. He has a lot of tip balls, you know, turnovers, plays like this. We've got to avoid these plays. We've got to do a good job of protecting the ball and keeping those pass rushers from, you know, being knocked
sure.
off our backs.
I'm sure your team will be ready. Coach, big conference opponent. Good luck against Cincinnati.
All right, thank you.
All right, there you go. There's your Belastrator More of All Access back right after this.